You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
Jolly tune. Elliot Porter. And the Missing Pieces with Down the River.
Now he's made a fool out of you.
Welcome to the New Music Generator on Wednesday, the 8th of January 2014, the first live programme of the year. It's nice to be back sitting in this chair. And ready and raring to go with tonight's programme. It's going to be a good one, I think. We've got two sets of guests, sort of, to come up in the programme tonight. Allow me to run you through what we're going to be doing between now and 10 o'clock tonight, an extended show until 10 every fortnight now. Elliot Porter and Missing Pieces was the start of our free choice half hour, which will continue until around about 7:30. Music from Hemingway, Tony Rippingale, From the Sticks, Celtrics, The Beautiful Sleazy and The Prisoner of Mars to come between now and 7:30-ish in that order. At 7:30, the Facade have just arrived, so they'll be playing live for us between 7:30 and 8. Acoustic folk band from Bury St Edmunds. Looking forward to catching up with them. They were last in the studio last June, so a while ago, 6 months or so ago. Then at 8 o'clock it's the Unsigned Chart, voting of which continues until 8 o'clock tonight. The normal drill, we're on week 92. We're continuing off from the Christmas chart. So the Son Teams are number 1, Trouser Crisis at 2, Flux 32 at 3, Helium at 4 and Motor Tapes at 5. The new entry is the Simple Tone and Heroes, and the new entry for this week, for next week's voting, will be Too Cool Kid. 8:30, the NMG Archive, going to play you one of my favourite interviews and live sessions from last year, and we'll do this every couple of weeks as well now between 8:30 and 9, and that comes from young band Scenario, that was recorded last March. And then from 9 till 10, 28 Boulevard are going to take over the show. I have no idea what's going to happen between 9 and 10. This whole concept of artists taking over the radio station was something that's been suggested to me by numerous people in the last couple of months, and I've given into it and thought we'll give it a go. So it could be absolutely awful, or it could be hilariously entertaining. I don't know. But either way, we'll find out between 9 and 10 tonight. So we're doing that every 2 weeks as well. So every other week, the show is extended until 10 o'clock. So this week, we're on till 10, next week, 9, and so on. If you want to get in touch, you can email tim@cambridge105.fm. You can send a text to 07919 070490, or you can tweet at Cambridge105. So Elliot Porter and Missing Pieces, then Down the River is his new single, and that was released just before the new year. You may remember Elliot for us playing his other songs, including She Only Goes and Joanna. That song's available to download on iTunes, Spotify and Amazon now. And Elliot's next playing on the 18th of January at the Green Man in Takeley, which is near Bishop Stortford, where Elliot is from. Facebook.com/Elliot Porter Music if you'd like more information on him there. Next up are Hemingway, who are Chris Bennen, Robbie Cook, Matt Twin, Tuck Bradley and Sam. Seemingly no surname. They're from Norwich and describe themselves as a five-piece indie rock outfit with a soft focus. This track's taken from their new EP called Real Love that was released last month, and they played at the Corner House in Cambridge with Afterglow, who I played just before Christmas, and also they were supported by Cathedrals and Cars, who are the guests on this show in a couple of weeks' time at their own EP launch gig for that EP. Facebook.com/Hemingway Official if you'd like more information on them, and this song is called Winter Winds.
Your winter winds turn asunder, the lightning blinds my eyes. I just wanted to feel the hurricane every time that you
Winter Winds from Hemingway. They sent that in as a submission for the Unsigned Chart. So don't be surprised if you hear that as a new entry in the Unsigned Chart in the next week or two. They are from Norwich. They are Chris, Robbie, Matt, Tuck and Sam. And you can find that track available as part of their EP called Real Love, which is available to download now. And you can find more information about Hemingway at facebook.com/Hemingway Official. Next up is Tony Rippingale, who you may remember or recognise the voice when I start playing the track, from a track by the Demodes, who we featured on the show last year. The band has sadly since split up, but Tony got in touch with me over the Christmas period with some information about a solo project that he's working on, and this is the first single to be taken from his solo album that was released last month. It's called Day in Our Lives, and for more information on Tony's solo project, you can go to his Facebook, facebook.com/Tony Rippingale. See what you think of this. Very distinctive voice. Why do I try to give it all my best? But now I'm left in the gutter and I'm bleeding from my chest. I need a rest to ask myself why do I try? That's Tony Rippingale. The track's called Day in Our Lives. You may recognise his voice from previous work with the band The Demodes. For more information on him, go to facebook.com/Tony Rippingale. Next up are From The Sticks, a band that we play fairly regularly on this show. That's because they send me their new stuff on a regular basis, and I've got a pre-release to play you tonight. From The Sticks are Rick, Tom, Nick and Adam. They're a four-piece dance indie band from just around Peterborough direction, between Peterborough and Cambridge. We've played their previous tracks titled Boom Boom, Multiverse and Ocean Floors before, and this is a brand new track that's going to be featuring on their soon-to-be-released EP. So not out yet. They're playing the Junction 5 a night next Friday, the 17th of January, at the Cambridge Junction 1. And I think this is a first radio play of this new track, which is called Telefonica.
Leave me now, and it won't be too late. You were so, 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 so lost. You were so lost in your ways. Hear me now, despite what
That's Telefonica by From the Sticks, and you can go and see them at the Junction next Friday night. Recommend going to see them. They're a good live band. You can get more information about them on their website. It's fromthesticksband.co.uk. Next up, a new track by Keltrix, which was sent to me again just before Christmas. Got quite a lot of stuff just before Christmas, which annoyed me because I couldn't play it because I was away. But now we're going to catch up with this, which means January is going to be good. It's got some quite good stuff to come up in the next few weeks. So Keltrix are from Cambridge, and they're one of the very few artists to reach the 20-week run in the Unsigned chart with their track You. That was it finished its run at the beginning of last year, I think. Anyway, this year the band are embarking on a new project which they're calling Keltrix Sound System, and they plan to release a double album this year. One will be full band of their normal Keltrix material, and the other will be their new project, which takes their material in a different musical direction, including a mix of acoustic and electronic with sound mixed up with trip hop and 80s electro pop. And this is a sneak preview track that I've been sent, and I'm welcome to play it, apparently. So I will. Thank you very much. Facebook.com/Keltrix is where you can find more information about them. This is called Displacement.
Yeah.
Tricks. The track's called Displacement. Interesting. Good. Very good. I keep you up to date with what they're doing and when they release something. That's not available at the moment. It's a sneak preview. Facebook.com/Keltrix for more information on them. Next up, the beautiful Sleazy, who are Dan, Trev, James, Tom and Sam. They describe themselves as being a five-piece psychedelic rock and roll band. This track I'm going to play you, called Ain't No God But The Sun, is taken from their forthcoming second album release, titled An Aquarian Exposition, which follows their debut, All Fired Up, which itself was available to download now online. That was released a couple of years ago. The band recorded the album themselves. It was mixed by Ewan Davis, who has worked with artists including Arctic Monkeys and the Noisettes. The track features Leah Gray on backing vocals and Nick Davis on trumpet, and there's a video available to view for this track as well. You can find all of that information on facebook.com/thebeautifulsleazy. This is called Ain't No God But The Sun. That's the Beautiful Sleazy. And that's called Ain't No God But The Sun. For more information on them, you can go to facebook.com/thebeautifulsleazy. Finally up, The Prisoner of Mars. Prisoner of Mars, as far as I can work out, didn't get much information with this track. It's just one person called Brian Shaw, whose musical influences include Syd Barrett, Robert Wyatt and David Bowie. He played the Sonic Delights gig at the Portland Arms just before Christmas for Cambridge 105, and he's playing the Corner House on the 24th of January with Wild Hop, Biscuits for Bears and JP Hall. For more information, go to The Prisoner of Mars. This is called Hands on Heaven. Prisoner of Mars, the track's called Hands on Heaven. That completes today's free choice half hour, which is never half an hour. I don't know why I bother calling it that. Free choice 40 minutes. You can go to Facebook after the show to find out what we've played, and you can also find a track listing on the website when we put the podcast up.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
So, first live guests of the year, and we are joined, I am joined, by The Facade. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Very
not
well.
Bad, yeah.
Good, good. We have three members of The Facade. We have Johnny, we have Matt, and we have Sam. And Johnny is on vocals and guitar, and Matt is on cello, yep. And Sam is on a cajon.
That's true.
And normally a drummer. So, it's been a while since you've been here. You were quite regular here, sort of beginning of last year and the end of 2011 when you were, 2012 rather, when you were promoting your single and EP and all that other stuff. But you've been a bit quiet in the last few months. I think we probably mentioned why you were going to be going quiet soon at some point in the last interview, because some of you went off to university, or in one of you's case, are at university.
Yeah.
So the last time you came in was June. June last year you came in. And I found, you may have noticed, that cover of Daft Punk that you did in my collection and played it out again the other week.
Because
it was like a hidden gem that I'd forgotten about.
Thank
so
you.
It still stood to the test of time. So what have you been doing since June? And obviously, not really as the band, because the band hasn't done much, but individually, what
work.
Have you been doing?
Pretty much, yeah, working actual real-life jobs.
Yeah.
musically, I have been writing some new songs. Some of it's been with Becky, who was a other singer.
Yep.
And it's going all right. Been working with Steve McLaughlin, who was a producer of Waiting For You, the first single.
Yeah.
And so, just getting some songs written, recorded. They'll be out sometime soon. But
we played a track from you from your solo stuff, which I don't actually think you asked me to play, but I decided I was going to play it anyway.
That was actually a kind of a demo.
Yeah.
So I put
sorry
that
about
on
that.
SoundCloud. No, it's fine. It's good.
If you put things in the public domain, I will take it. If I'm low on material, which I was towards Christmas, I see things on Facebook and I go, I'm having that, and I take it and I'll play it. And I actually told you I was going to play it before I actually announced to everybody, I'm going to play this.
That's
didn't give you any chance to say no.
Compliment.
Everything. But there we go. It was a good track. So you're going to do some more solo stuff.
Yeah, so, well, that track...
That was a taster.
Yeah. That is now... kind of shaken up to be all right, I think.
It's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Played with him earlier and
good.
Yeah.
So you're still based in Bury, Johnny?
Yes.
Are you in Bury, Matt?
Yes.
And then Sam's at university.
Yeah. I'm at university, yeah.
Where are you at university?
Royal Holloway University, which is in Surrey.
Okay. So do you get to come back home that often?
No, not really. I know at Christmas and Easter.
Okay.
And the occasional weekend.
Is that because you don't want to, or because you're not really able to?
It's a little bit too far away.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I'd like coming home.
Yeah.
I'd stay in the uni at the same time.
Yeah. And are you doing anything related to music at university?
Not really. I study history, and for some reason there doesn't seem to be any sort of music scene in Surrey at all.
No?
No. So it seems pretty disappointing, actually.
Okay.
I was trying to hope to do some stuff.
Right. So you were going to look for a band or sort of something to do?
Yeah. I mean, one guy approached me and asked if I wanted to play some, like... Middle Eastern folk music. I mean, this is true. It's on the bus, and he's like, "Oh, so you got a cajon? Do you play Middle Eastern folk music?" And I was like, "No." He's like, "Talk to me again."
Middle Eastern folk music.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's strange.
So like Bangra music and stuff.
I do not know. I've no idea. I can never get near him again.
Okay.
So there doesn't seem to be much going down in Surrey.
Oh, so have you missed being playing in a band and being around these guys then?
I have. It's fun. It's always good fun playing. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice recording, practicing together and stuff. It's always fun, so it's a shame not to be able to do it.
Have you been a bit rusty?
Actually, yeah, I was. I was playing the cajon yesterday. I was not very good.
No.
I thought, from my own.
How do you practice? Do you just play on your own? That must be quite boring.
It's just because I'm normally a drummer, so I'm normally playing with the drums. So
yeah.
I just translate that to the box.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's a good question. How do you translate playing a full drum kit to a cajon?
I don't know, really. I just hit it in time. It seems to be in time, and if there's an important beat, then I'll make sure that's
to an average person it just looks like you're sitting on a wooden box, but they are more complicated than that. They make different sounds for where you hit them, don't they?
It depends. You've got that and that.
Okay.
It's a bass and a higher pitch sound. And then inside there's two snares on the inside, which give it a bit of a different noise. But it literally is. I mean, I could make it myself if I had enough time, probably.
Oh, okay. So it's not as if somebody created it and was a genius or anything.
Well, it's a cool pitch.
They probably were.
Yeah.
But I know people have made their own themselves.
You could always hit like a table.
Just whack a table.
And a similar kind of thing just without a snare.
Okay.
But it does look nice. It is nice.
Yeah, no, it's got a nice wood effect on it on the front there.
It has.
That's nice. And that's fake or real? I'm not sure.
A circle effect on the seat as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's got a proper seat on it as well.
A teacup.
Yeah.
Made from what?
A hot teacup.
Oh.
We made. It looks pretty cool.
Okay.
Shame you can't see that at home.
No, sorry. I'm just going to descriptive stuff here when we're on the radio. So, Matt, what are you doing at the moment?
What am I doing? Very good question. I don't really know, to be honest.
Okay.
No, yeah, I'm doing a music tech course.
Yes.
Sort of thing, so yeah, I'm not really doing a lot of music, to be honest.
So are you doing anything with Johnny?
Yeah, we're doing like a lot of few open mics and stuff, yeah.
Okay, alright.
So, when we can, sort of thing, but yeah.
So, but you get to play as part of your course at college, so you're not really, you're not pining to play or anything. What are you doing in music tech? What do you cover? Is it like the recording side of things rather than the playing?
It's all sorts of it. So you'll cover the recording sort of bit of it. You'll learn about like channels and things like that, and
mixing desks
and things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you find it interesting?
Yeah. Well, I'm applying at the moment for production degrees, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully going.
So
into
you're the black that. You're the black sheep of the family then, Johnny, being you're not actually doing anything. Are you studying anything? Or are you just working?
I'm just gap year, you know.
Gap year. Okay, that's very good. You have an interesting job, don't you? Well, you don't have an interesting job, but you do sometimes. Are you a cloakroom attendant somewhere in Bury?
I work at LP, the nightclub in Bury.
Yeah.
So I'm a barman, really, but I have to work in the cloakroom.
I noticed a post you made. Was it New Year or something? Something was going on at that place.
It was it was an odd theme tonight.
Probably shouldn't mention exactly what it was, but yeah.
Different theme where we all had to dress up.
Surprised me. I didn't think people in Bury were into that sort of thing. But was it popular?
Yeah, it was less than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, okay.
Check out the LP website if you actually want a name of it.
Yes. Yes, you can find out your own.
Don't have to be
suitable. Own answer to that one. Right, so you're going to do three songs for us, two of which are your own and one is a cover. What are you going to do first?
We're going to do a original, which is a facade classic.
Yeah.
Horizon.
Okay, when you're ready. Thank you. Nice. Like that. I remember that. I have played that before, and I played the other one as well, waiting for you. So you're listening to Cambridge 105's New Music Generator, and The Facade are today's guests. Let's do a quick history lesson of the band for people that don't know who you are and didn't hear the last time you came in June. So how long has The Facade been in existence for?
February 2012?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
6th of February.
That's right.
Oh, it's a specific date. Oh, that's what, your first gig?
Yeah.
I remember.
Okay.
Yesterday.
So we're coming up for a 2-year anniversary then?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Okay. And then you went on to release, record an EP, which was...
That was the single first. Yeah. Single, then EP.
And was that the end of 2012? Was, wasn't it?
We recorded it in the summer, didn't we?
Summer of 2012.
Yeah,
a long time away.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was fairly early.
So the stuff that we're hearing then, that track and the other one you're going to play, are a couple of years old nearly.
Mm. Yeah. Waiting For You was our first song that we ever wrote.
Yeah. And so how old would you have been when you wrote that?
17.
Yeah.
Boys
to be, yeah.
Boys. the music that you do, though, is quite a mature-sounding EP, the stuff that you've released. Who... Don't look at each other as if I'm surprised sure. you by saying that.
Sure.
But for 17-year-olds, that's the sound of the EP is quite mature in terms of the music and the lyrics and everything else, I think.
Yeah, we just all listen to music non-stop. Yeah. So I guess we're constantly getting...
Why did you choose to go down the route of folk music and not something else? Is it because you are into folk music in terms of what you listen to, or...?
It's fun. I think it's fun music, and it's different to what other people are doing as well, I think.
Yeah, it's different. You get a completely different audience playing at folk things to...
You get more opportunities to play folk music in this area than you do other music.
Maybe not even folk music, but at least acoustic music, then you can turn up and just... play wherever, so it was kind of a good opportunity to kind of get out as much as we could and
not as much stuff to carry around
do like
well.
That exactly yeah it also yeah like we've walked in now with
it's a good point you don't have amps and things do you just turn up with instruments.
I mean, yeah, saying that though, that like Friday is going to be the most electric gig we've probably done with electric guitars and
So part of the reason why I've invited you in, being as you mentioned it, is that you are playing in Cambridge on Friday. So if people are listening to this now and think that you're quite good and they'd like to come and see you for free, not charging entry or anything, then you can come and see them at the Avery on Friday night. And you are on around about 9:30-ish, just after 9:30, I think. Get there at 9:30, you'll be there in plenty of time. And the Staycations are playing, and Nathan James King, who's just decided he's going to change his name to Rue Devel. Don't know why. Do you think it's a good name? I'm not sure I like that yet. It'll take a while to grow on me. Are going to be playing on Friday night. So looking forward to that, because that will be your first gig as The Facade since when?
Ages.
Since we were, I'd say we played the Avery a while ago.
Oh, did you?
With me, Matt, and Becky.
That was a completely acoustic.
That was cello guitar and 3 vocals.
Right.
So it's completely different to what it's going to be.
Hmm.
When was that?
I can't remember.
Don't know.
It's obviously very memorable for you.
Since the summer and May time, really, isn't it?
Okay.
It's a while.
That's a very long time.
That was last year, isn't it?
So where else have you played other than the Avery and the Apex?
Ever.
Yeah, ever in your life.
We got the Junction. We did the Junction with the Staycations. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I didn't realise you knew the Staycations.
Yeah, we played with them then. We've not seen them.
Okay,
since.
Was that the Unplugged thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was really busy then.
That was fun.
Really enjoyed that. And
we played the Hunter Club.
Hunter Club is a regular,
Yeah. It's the law to play the Hunter Club.
Yeah. Mason's Arms, when that was a gigging pub. That's quite nice.
What do you think of the music scene in Bury? Because I actually think it's pretty vibrant.
Yeah.
And in comparison to comparison to some Cambridge, in terms of the venues and things, it's actually better.
There's a lot in a very small space.
Yes, there is a lot of opportunities for people to play, and there are a lot of bands doing the rounds at the moment, and a lot of good bands as well.
From around to Bury just to play, because there are more things there.
I think everyone.
Than,
lots of people are interested in it, so they go out to watch,
yeah,
which is nice.
Yeah, yeah, it seems to be easier to get people to go out and see gigs there than it is in Cambridge, for example. It's more difficult to get people to come out in Cambridge to see gigs, yeah. I think.
But I guess it helped also that we were kind of going to school there. We knew lots of people, so they'd kind of come and support us. And it's that kind of thing.
What's the best gig you've played?
There's a couple of different choices, isn't there, I think?
Yeah.
Maybe you can pick a couple for different reasons.
We did the Mason's Arms, didn't I? I think it's one of my favourite. We did a...
Which one was that?
We headlined it after we won the Songwriters.
Oh, yeah, that was fun, yeah.
And it was a tiny, tiny room, but full of people. That was just
that was
fun.
That was really nice,
it wasn't
yeah.
like a big gig or like
yeah.
a big sellout thing, but it was just a really It was
a bit of like an open mic style thing that like some people just rocked up and played before us, but then we were on at that time, and then so we just...
We just had a laugh.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was cool.
What about the Apex? Was that a good place to play?
Yeah, well, we did that for Rockestra. That was a good one. We did it because we went to Kegs, and there's a big... They do a big kind of halo. There are some rock bands, and we've also got a school orchestra.
Right, so it's like a chance to showcase their talent.
It was... Yeah, but then we... The facade, because we were all in sixth form at Kegs, all got like a...
We had a little set, slot, yeah.
And it was, so the whole thing was full of people. And it was... I really enjoyed that.
Okay.
Got to jump off a drum rider.
That was good. That's very exciting.
You got to what?
Off one of them.
You got to jump off one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, me and Sam had a moment.
Oh, I see.
And I jumped under the drum kit and then jumped off. And then
okay.
Afterwards, I kind of fell over and smashed my guitar, but there's not
much on that. All right, well, okay. Cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
All right, let's get you to do your second song then, please.
Let me just remember.
This one's a cover.
Okay. Why did you choose this particular song?
Well,
no reason, really.
Because when we were on the train here, we were going to do another one.
We were going to do
you changed
Stone
it.
Roses.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we were practising just out there then.
Oh, I see. Right.
Stone Roses. But then, yeah,
this one's more fun. We've done this one a couple of times before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not on a cello, though.
And we thought...
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
what, on a violin?
Huh?
On a violin?
No, just on bass.
Oh, not on a cello
on bass,
at all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
So, yeah, we practised it. We had two run-throughs just now.
Should be good.
Okay, well, it sounded good to me through the glass. So. So this is a cover of...
This is Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
Okay, this will be interesting.
Girls, they wanna have fun. Girls, they wanna have fun. Girls, they wanna have fun. Girls, they wanna have fun.
I like that. Cheers. How do you think that went?
Better, yeah.
Yeah? So you say you've not played it on a cello before. How do you actually make up the parts for the cello from a bass?
I just played exactly what I play on a bass.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounded all right. Sounded all right. So what other instruments do you play apart from cello and a bass, or are they the only two you do play?
I sing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your voice is your instrument.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't really say I play any other instruments.
Okay.
Really.
Well, a cello, a bass, and singing is quite enough for me. That's more than I can do. I've decided I'm going. Well, I had decided last week I was going to play guitar, learn to play guitar. I then told everybody I was going to do this, and now I'm not so sure. would you recommend the guitar a good instrument to play for the first time?
Fun, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How long
ukulele,
have you been?
Maybe. It might be a bit of a.
I don't like the sound of a ukulele. Annoys me.
They are horrible.
Yeah.
Bass is easy.
Twangy. Well, see, bass, people say you should start with bass, but bass is boring, though, isn't it?
It is.
People listening
boring,
that play bass.
Necessary.
Yeah, true.
Oh, very necessary, yes, of course. How long have you been playing guitar for, Johnny?
Me? Today, not too long. Do you want to ask? Like 4 years, maybe?
Like year nine or something.
Year nine. What year am I in now?
14.
Whatever that is.
Year nothing.
5 years.
Okay. So how long would you think it would take me to pick up a guitar and be able to play a song or a bit of a song?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, that's a bit of a...
That's easy.
I think you're being very kind on you there.
Too long. Yeah, okay, sorry.
A day if you're going to, you know, sit down and be like, right.
Okay.
Right, this is...
And did you learn by yourself or did you get taught by somebody?
Well, I played the violin before.
Oh.
Guitar, so it was a bit of a transfer of stuff, but I did it all myself.
Okay, see, I want somebody to teach me because I think I'd get bored if I didn't.
Is that a hint?
No. Well, it'd be a long way for you to travel, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm interested because then I can play to people that come in and they can ask me how I'm doing. I can go, oh, look, I can play this, and they'll be very impressed with me. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe next time I see you, Johnny, I'll be able to play. That's probably unlikely.
You do our session.
Guitar, but maybe. Yeah, maybe. If you ever need a standing guitarist, not that you probably do, but, you know, there we go. Right, so Friday night you're playing at the Avery. What can people expect? Are you going to do the two you've just done?
Definitely the two we've just done.
Those two. I can't remember.
We've got
what
a nice
doing.
Set. We'll be playing the whole EP and some new ones. We've got some pretty cool covers. I think we've done well on our covers this time.
The
girls just want to have fun. And there's a track by a band called Doors. I can't remember what the name is. What's it called?
Called When My Time Comes, if you want
to
search that and learn the words. That'd be nice.
Some lovely harmony is going to go down in that.
Okay.
It'll sound cool.
It's a bit rocky. That's all they really want.
I like that. Cheers. How do you think that went?
Better, yeah.
Yeah? So you say you've not played it on a cello before. How do you actually make up the parts for the cello from a bass?
Well, I just played exactly what I play on a bass.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounded all right. All right. So what other instruments do you play apart from cello and a bass, or are they the only two you do play?
I sing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your voice is your instrument.
Yeah, No, I wouldn't really say I play any other instruments.
Okay,
really.
Well, a cello, a bass, and singing is quite enough for me. That's more than I can do. I've decided I'm going. Well, I had decided last week I was going to play guitar, learn to play guitar. I then told everybody I was going to do this, and now I'm not so sure. would you recommend the guitar a good instrument to play for the first time?
Fun, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How long
ukulele,
have you been?
Ukulele, maybe. It might be a bit of a.
I don't like the sound of a ukulele. Annoys me.
They are horrible.
Bass is
twangy.
Easy.
Well, see, bass, people say you should start with bass, but bass is boring, though, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. People listening
boring,
that play bass.
Necessary.
Yeah, true.
Oh, very necessary, yes, of course. How long have you been playing guitar for, Johnny?
Me? Today, not too long, to be honest. Like 4 years, maybe?
Like year nine or something.
Year nine, what year am I in now?
14.
Whatever that is.
Year nothing.
5 years.
Okay. So how long would you think it would take me to pick up a guitar and be able to play a song? Or a bit of a song?
2 weeks? Yeah, that's a bit of a...
That's easy.
Yeah, I think you're being very kind on you there.
Too long. Yeah, okay,
sorry. A day if you're going to, you know, sit down and be like, right.
Okay.
Right, this is...
And did you learn by yourself or did you get taught by somebody?
Well, I played the violin before guitar, so it was a bit of a transfer of stuff. But, I did it all myself.
Okay, see, I want somebody to teach me because I think I'd get bored if I didn't.
Is that a hint?
No. Well, it'd be a long way for you to travel, to be honest. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm interested, because then I can play to people that come in and they can ask me how I'm doing. I can go, oh, look, I can play this, and they'll be very impressed with me. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe next time I see you, Johnny, I'll be able to play... That's probably unlikely.
You do our session.
Guitar, but maybe. Yeah, maybe. If you ever need a standing guitarist, not that you probably do, but, you know, there we go. Right, so Friday night, you're playing at the Avery. What can people expect? Are you going to do the two you've just done?
Definitely the two we've just done.
Those two. I can't remember.
We've got
what
a nice set. We'll be playing the whole EP and some new ones. We've got some pretty cool covers. I think we've done well on our covers this time.
The
girls just want to have fun, and there's a track by a band called Doors. I can't remember what the name is. What's it called?
Called When My Time Comes. If you want
to
search that and learn the words, you know, that'd be nice.
Some lovely harmonies going to go down in that.
Okay.
It'll sound cool.
It's a bit rocky for us.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna say.
Rocket.
Yes.
Well, you said your set is more electric than before. So, what is electric? You got an electric bass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An electric guitar.
Yeah, I bought myself a new Fender, which is quite nice.
Oh, especially for the occasion. For the occasion. No.
No, not really. But
first excuse to play it, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And there'll be four of you, and you're going to have a guest violinist.
Who
is Alice?
Alice Lark.
How do you know Alice?
From school.
Yeah.
She just goes to school.
We needed
she's
a violinist and someone to play a piano and someone that sang.
That's right.
Okay.
She takes all the free boxes.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I should look forward to that. Free entry on Friday if you want to go along and see the guys from the Sard. Right. Your last track then, when you've tuned up.
problem with the 12 string. It's all right.
Yeah,
it'll
be fine.
So we've got no percussion in this. We are two guitars and now a cello.
Yep.
Okay. Lovely.
No idea.
When you're ready then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this one's waiting for you. Should we go? 2, 3, 4.
I'll stay here, 'cause there's something that I have missed. And what have I done? Where did it go so wrong? It's been a long time and you're still not home. It's been a long survive.
so many years now. Should I give up? I don't want to get high. Will it ever stop though? Is it enough? Can I ever let go? It's been a long time. It's been a long time, and I'm waiting for you. It's been a long time. It's been a long time, and you're still not home. It's been a long time.
That's your best song.
Thanks very much.
Definitely. Definitely is. Did you, when you first got it together, did you listen to it and think, actually, this is a good song? Or do you not think about your stuff like that?
I don't know. I was pretty happy with it.
Yeah.
When we got the single, the finished single, I still listen to it now and think, whoa.
It does. Yeah. It does sound very impressive. That was the first track I heard from you, and that was what made me think you're older than you actually are. Because it does. Well, maybe not now, but then, anyway. And it's one that gets stuck in your head as well. Yeah. It's going to be stuck in my head now. Thanks very much. If you want to hear that again, you can go and see The Facade on Friday night. For more information on them, you can also find them online. Got Facebook / The Facade.
Yep.
Yeah, facebook.com/ The Facade. If you want to go and get information, not that you'll probably update the page very much these days, but you can look through find the history and see what they were up to in the past, if you'd like to.
Could have been
that. And then I guess this question is probably a bit too far away to work out, but are you going to do some more stuff in the next holidays you get, like Easter and summer and stuff?
Yeah. Whenever we can try and get together.
Yeah. Okay. And Johnny, will you come back with your solo stuff and do something?
I'll do my best, yeah.
Yeah?
Sounds good.
Have you got a time scale for release of your solo stuff?
No.
No. Okay.
Oh, but you know, before,
a few months' time.
Because we did the Daft Punk, you mentioned.
Yes.
I'll get a vocoder in.
Yes.
Yeah, we sorted. Got myself a mic record.
Oh,
that's
brilliant.
A new record.
I love a vocoder. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys, for coming in.
Thanks.
That's Johnny, Matt, and Sam from The Facade.
Wednesday, 8 o'clock. The top 5 records from Cambridge's hottest musicians, as voted for by you. This is the Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105.
All right, it's the first Unsigned Chart of 2014. Voting closed 10 minutes ago. Have our results. Thank you very much to everybody who has voted this week. We had 257 votes cast online. Last week's top five, or the Christmas chart still, from a couple of weeks ago, the Sonteams and I'm Fine were at 1, Trouser Crisis Taken at 2, Flux 32 at 3 with What If, Helium and Daydream Days at 4, and Motor Tapes Unsure at 5. Motor Tapes have been on the chart now for 14 weeks, Helium for 13 weeks, and Flux 32 for 18 weeks. All three of those looking to make the 20-week limit. And Flux 32, if they're in this week, will be on their last week of voting next week. So let's play you the top five in the order that you voted for. Before we do that, though, the record that doesn't make it into this week's top five, sadly, was the Christmas number one. The Sonteams has dropped like a stone. It only got 4 votes. That's 1.7% of the vote. So I'm Fine by the Sonteams is not in the chart anymore, unfortunately. But never mind. That means that the other records are, and this week's new entry from the Simpletone is guaranteed a spot inside the top five. In fact, it's got number five. It's got 8% of the vote. This is their new single. It's called Heroes.
all in disguise. We all have the answers. Set yourself free, become a dreamer. What the hell is sleeping for? Carve out your path of self-liberation. Explain your deeds to someone young.
Simple Tone, Heroes. Good track, that. They were the winners of the Cambridge Band Competition last year, and I should say while we're on that topic that applications are open now for the 2014 Cambridge Band Competition. I think their applications are open until the end of the month, the beginning of next month. You need to go to the Strawberry Fair website, strawberry-fair.org.uk, to get your application form. There'll be two heats taking place in March and a final at the Cambridge Junction at the end of March. And you could be following in the footsteps of the Simple Tone, who, as I say, won last year. That track is called Heroes, taken from their forthcoming album release called Dark Matter. Don't think the album's out yet. And they're from St. Neots. For more information on them, you can go to facebook.com/thesimpletoneband. So they're this week's new entry. They're definitely inside the chart. They're at number 5.
Performed by Cambridge musicians. Voted for by you. This is the unsigned chart.
And that means the other four places are left to last chart's top four. Well, not top four, because one of them wasn't top four, but they were in the chart last time, being that we've lost
The Son Teams and I'm Fine, which was the Christmas number one, and Simple Toner at number five with 8% of the vote with Heroes. This week's number four is a non-mover from the last chart, polling 13.1% of the vote. They're the guests on this show in 2 weeks' time. They are Helium. This is Daydream Days.
Opportunities will be gone. Take me away. Let's come back another day when the rain goes away. We can play.
Helium and Daydream Days extends its run inside the unsigned chart for another week. That means it's now reached a total of 14 weeks. Helium are Janae, Katie and Jed. They are a three-piece acoustic folk band from Bedford. Influences including Gabrielle Aplin, Nina Nesbitt, Kings of Leon, The Staves and High Im. You'll be able to hear them on this show in a couple of weeks' time. I said 2 weeks' time. I think I might have been wrong. 3 weeks' time. 29th of January is when they'll be coming into the studio to play live. Looking forward to that. Saw them play in was it November, I think it was they played an acoustic gig in Cambridge and they were very good, and more importantly, more exciting than Helium coming in, they're bringing their dog with them as well. And I love their dog. They've got a Labrador puppy who they post pictures of on their Facebook page on a regular basis, and I'm a sucker for Labradors in general, so they're bringing the dog with them too. Everyone's a winner. This week's number three in the unsigned chart is Taken by Trouser Crisis. 19% of the vote for this one, and it was last time's number two. It's fallen down the chart by just a place. This is Taken.
Of the fittest, no drugs or beer, forcing a future you tremble in fear. As war is suspended and money is dear, no work or religion, oppression is
Hello. What's this then? Flux 32 at number two. 28.7% of the vote this week for What If. Before that, Trouser Crisis and Taken at number three with 19%.
Helium at 4 with Daydream Days with 13.1%, and The Simpleton and Heroes at 5 with 8%. What does that mean? What does it mean? Well, it means Motor Tapes are number one. They start off 2014 as the biggest record in the unsigned chart, but actually it was very close. There are only two votes in it in the end, between Flux 32 at number two with 28.7% of the vote, and Motor Tapes with 29.5% of the vote with Shaw. So Motor Tapes are the second longest running record inside the unsigned chart. This is how many weeks they've got left now. Flux 32 are in this week. This is their 19th week. So we open the voting again tonight, and next week will be their 20th and final week. They will not be available to vote for after next week. So one more week's worth of voting for Flux 32. Motor Tapes have got a couple more weeks left. They're just behind on 15, so they've got five more weeks left. Helium is still in. They've got 6 weeks left. So hopefully we'll get all three of those to the 20-week point. So another 6 weeks' time, and all three of them will have gone. That's quite sad, actually. I'll hold some sort of vigil, I think, for them when that happens. I think I'll be quite sad. But it's never happened before that we've had three records in the chart that have been quite that long runners. Trouser Crisis aren't doing too badly. They're on 7 weeks, so they're not too far behind getting into double figures mark. So, yeah, it's interesting. Anyway, Motor Tapes and Shaw are the unsigned chart number one this week. Hello, Seb. The Motor Tapes has just sent me a text to say Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. And congratulations for being the first unsigned chart number one of 2014. You now hold another record, Motor Tapes. It won't last all that long, but you're the first artist to be number one in two different years. There you go. I think so, anyway. I could have just made that up. Well, that must be right.
don't think we repeated too many people between 2012 and 2013. I think you must be. Daddy Magnet's been on. He says, thanks everyone for your votes. So there we go. Good. I'm glad we started off the way we mean to go on. Motor Tapes at number one on the Unsigned chart this week. I've lost count now of how many weeks that means they've been number one within this record. Must be at least three or four now, I think. But anyway, there we go. Time for a new entry, and it's from Two Cool Kid, who we played just before Christmas and got quite a good response, mostly from Two Cool Kid's family. I'm not really much more enlightened as to who Two Cool Kid are. I did ask for information, and they refused to tell me. They want to keep me in the dark. So that's fine, but I thought we'd put their track Under Your Breath into the Unsigned chart. Two Cool Kid are a local group creating modern melodic rock with clever lyrics and quirky yet catchy arrangements, says their write-up. Moth of the Flame says the EP is full of great indie rock tracks that sound like they've taken the best bits of Dirty Pretty Things, sounds from the Beatles' back catalogue, and thrown in some black keys. The track is taken from their newly released EP called Algernon. This is called Under Your Breath. It's the new entry in the Unsigned chart this week.
Comes to this again.
28 Boulevard production meeting going on outside the studio. They're on at 9 o'clock. They're taking over the show. Oh, I'll still be here to supervise. Clearly. Oh, that's stupid. Too Cool Kid and Under Your Breath. That's the new entry this week. Had a tweet in from user Hannah Beth Kelly on Twitter, who says, listening to Too Cool Kid, loving it. Dave from Flux 32 says, Happy New Year, just tuned in ahead of first rehearsal of 2014. Bit slow today. Congrats to Motor Tapes. Where did we come in? You were second, two votes behind number one. Very close this week. And Seb is told to go back to decorating from Lee. So there we go. Glad we got that sorted. These are the six records you can vote for next week. Number five, Heroes from Simple Tone. Number four, Helium and Daydream Days. Number three, yeah! Taken from Trouser Crisis. Take away from me. Number two this week, Flux 32. Their last week of voting. The last week you can vote for Flux 32. They reach the 20-week limit next week. I like your mug, by the way, Dave. It's popped up on Facebook. Number one this week, Motor Tapes and Shaw. And the new entry. Too Cool Kid, Under Your Breath. Voting will open later on tonight. Check out the website, cambridge105.fm. Voting closes next Wednesday, 8 o'clock. One vote per IP address. There'll be an update on the voting released on Monday at 6 o'clock. And there we go.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
Now a chance to listen back to an earlier archived interview or session. And we go back to March when I chatted to young Cambridge band Scenario.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
All right, it's 25 to 8, Cambridge 105. It's time for our New Music Generator live session. Every week, 7.30 till 8, we have a band come in and play acoustically for us. And this one is no different. And we are joined by four-piece band Scenario. Hello.
Hello.
Yay. Are we all right?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks.
Good. So let's introduce each of you. We have we have two guys called Tom, which is confusing to begin with. We have one Tom who is on vocals, guitars and keys, and for the purpose of this interview is on vocals and guitar.
Yes, that's
hello.
Correct. Hello.
We also have Dylan who's on lead guitar.
Yeah, you're right.
Hello. We have Daniel on bass.
Hey.
Hello. And then we have other Tom on drums.
Hi.
Hello. How do you differentiate between the two Toms?
God.
One pretends he supports Chelsea and one supports Chelsea.
It's probably better to pretend you support Chelsea than
actually support them. Yeah, that's a good point. Well,
sure, like, have you ever some nicknames for each other or something?
Dan, the quiet one.
Dan, the quiet one. Okay.
No, we're not really.
No?
No, I mean, yeah, Tom's taller than me.
I don't know. To be fair, Tom does most of it, so if we're saying Tom, we probably mean hi.
Okay. Now, you guys, this session has sort of happened in a backwards way, because normally I
get emails from people wanting to be on the show, but I emailed you asking you to be on my show because I saw you play The Man on the Moon, and it would have been end of January, I think it probably was around that sort of time. And I wasn't there to see you guys, and I'd never heard of you guys before I walked in the room, which I'm apologised for because I like to think I know most Cambridge bands, but hadn't come across you. And you played after the band I went to see, and I was going to go, and I stayed. You started doing a track, and I thought, oh, I'll just stay for the first song, I'll go in a minute, and I thought it'd be rude just to leave straight away. And then, you know, I sat down on my chair, which is probably not a great thing to do at a gig, but that's what people tend to do at The Man on the Moon for some reason. Yeah, they should never have chairs out because people are going to sit on them. I don't understand why they do that. But yeah, you managed to make me stay to the end, and everybody that I was with was really impressed by you guys and said you were really good. So I thought, got to have them on the show. Why hadn't I heard of you beforehand? What have you been doing since 2009? You've been together.
Yeah, that's true.
So why have you been under a rock for the last, or seemingly under a rock for that amount of time?
I guess we don't publicise that much, to be honest, and gigs are few and far between us. We can't. There aren't really that many places in Cambridge to sort of get out there.
No, there aren't. That's very true.
I mean, there's a Junction 5 a night, things like that, but I mean...
Have you played that?
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't. But,
I would have heard of you if you hadn't played that.
Yeah. We've been to a few, and I mean, I know a few years ago it was really popular, but nowadays, when I've been, it's not so...
Yeah, it went on a bit of a dip, but actually in the last couple have been really popular and loads of people there again. So, yeah, I would recommend getting yourselves involved with that at some point.
Sweet.
Yeah, no, it's good. So where do you play then, or do you just not play much?
Usually we get quite a few requests from people in the villages around us to do sort of semi-private do's.
Okay.
Yeah, we did this awesome do. Did we have to dress up? No, we didn't. But it was a very fancy do at a sort of posh mansion. Remember Little Shelford?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That was quite cool. We sort of did a jazz set, and I got my keyboard, my little MIDI keyboard, pretended it was a Fender Rhodes, and did a cool little jazz sesh. But I mean, we do sort of... We've done a couple of outside gigs just in a village. And Man on the Moon have asked us a couple of times, and it's been all right.
I mean, we'd be pretty much willing to play anyway. It's just getting the gigs, really. There's not that much opportunity.
Yeah. Man on the Moon is... I shouldn't be careful what I say on the radio. Man on the Moon is all right, but it's not the best. Let's put it that way. I think that's fair enough to say that. Yeah. But there is a problem with bands. You guys are all under 18, just? Some are 18, some are not?
18.
I'm 17.
Yeah.
I'm 18 in a couple of days.
Yeah, okay, so, all right. Well, you're nearly 18, but there is a problem with bands under 18 being able to find venues to play in Cambridge particularly.
Yeah,
that's another reason. So you can play at Portland Arms or something. That's a pretty decent venue. You could all play that soon.
Had
well,
an
extension.
That,
yeah. I mean,
yes, really, really
it.
Nice gig room now. So when are you 18 then, Tom?
I'm 18 in April.
Okay, not too far to wait then.
Yeah.
No, get yourselves on a gig for a Portland Arms gig.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk about your music and all that other sort of stuff, but let's get you to do a track first. This is all your own composition?
We've got one cover and two of ours.
All right, so what are you doing first?
We're going to do one of ours. It's called The News.
Okay.
It's one of our earliest ones.
All right, when you're ready.
Have a bit, lose the shoes and lose your inhibitions. One night, just as night, one only night. Come make my day, my week, my year. Give me the news, girl. Atlantic Sea is waiting for you. I want you to go. Let's just don't steal our feet, so taking over before I
talk such as mad is. So lose your inhibitions. One night just as not one and only night. Can't make my day, my week, my year. Give me the news, girl. And my next day is waiting for you. I want you to, girl. Let's just start till our feet are red.
Good. That was one of your own tracks then, called The News. How old is that track?
Ooh.
Second track we ever did, I think.
Yeah. I think that makes it about three, four years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're holding on a bit.
I mean, most of our new stuff has got sort of synths and things in, so it's a lot harder to do stuff like this.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Been whipping out the oldies.
So have you found then that your style of music's changed over the last couple of years?
Definitely. Yeah. I'd say we jumped in the sort of mainstream area, and I'd say that is pretty damn mainstream. But I think we're trying to become a bit more sort of complex and deep in a sort of musical sense, more to it, I reckon.
Yeah, that was actually the impression that I got when I saw you perform. I thought these guys are a bit different, and for your age as well. Obviously, I didn't know exactly how old you were, but I could sort of guess. You've got a very mature sound to your music for your age.
Thank you.
So, I could tell the way you were performing and everything. You're all really serious. None of you are really sort of laughing or joking about. Sort of, you know, these guys are taking this gig really seriously. That's probably why I stayed, because I thought if I got up and left, one of you shout at me and say, "Sit back down." Yeah. But no, that really came across to me, and I think that was one of the things that stuck out, because loads of bands your age around in Cambridge, and a lot of them are really good, but they're all quite similar. You guys have sort of stuck out a little bit, which is a compliment to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, how many tracks have you got of your own then that you would be happy to perform? If somebody said perform for as long as you can, how long would you be able to do? How many tracks?
Probably six. I'm sort of a beaver away at home creating lots of new tracks, and sometimes I completely create the tracks, every single part, all laid out, you know, on Logic, and don't tell these guys.
Right.
And I just literally go, you know, one by one with them, and like turns the parts, be quite a bit of a dictator when it comes to that. But
okay,
out of the ones we've got, probably about six that are really off pat, that are really really good. Yeah.
So how does that, you sort of alluded to it, how does the songwriting and the way the songs come about go? Who is the songwriter?
Well,
is it shared?
Yeah, Tom writes, as he said, like a lot of it at home, sort of comes in, oh, I've got a new tune for you guys to learn, sort of thing. I mean, we all sort of have our little influence over it, over our own parts, and it usually does sound a lot different when Tom comes in with the original draft. So I think it's Tom sort of lays the groundwork, and then we all sort of contribute to it, and that's how we really get our sound.
Yeah, I think that's, for me, it's I feel better about myself when you guys are sort of involved like that.
Yeah, otherwise it's just sort of playing your songs, effectively.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like it's the Tom band with his backing band, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, so how did you guys meet when you first got together those years ago? Were you at school together?
Secondary school.
Yeah, Sawston.
Sawston, yeah.
What was it?
The one that burnt down, that is.
The school didn't burn down, did it? It was just the library.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's all right.
The library.
Who cares?
We can let that pass.
Yeah, no, I remember Tom
Fleck, that is, asked me whether I wanted to come play guitar with Tom and Dan. And I thought, oh, okay, yeah, I might as well, just at lunchtime, got nothing better to do. And it sort of, yeah, it went really well, so. And we just decided, oh, let's have a go at doing our own stuff.
Yeah.
And eventually we just started doing some school shows, just very sort of ordinary. Yeah.
We managed to get a regular slot in a room at school to practice every week.
Okay, so that's helpful.
It just started off just a school band.
Had a rubbishy, though, keyboard that rocked when you played it, so it was sort of pivoting. When you played on the keys, it would rock forward, and then it would come back, like, horizontally. Yeah. It was very strange.
So can any of you play other instruments to what you play in the band? Or is what you're playing your main? You also play piano, okay.
Yeah.
Daniel, do you play anything other than bass?
I play piano as well. I played violin for a couple of years.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I play piano, obviously, and trombone.
Trombone?
You
put a bit of trombone in one of your tracks.
Actually, that's the point. Do a kind of Monsters and Men type of...
Yes.
Sort of thing.
Yes.
Get some trombone.
You could do. Dylan, guitar?
No, just guitar, yeah.
Oh, you're boring.
Standard.
Yeah. Sorry. So how did it come about that you all played the instruments, for the three of you, that you can play the instruments in this band? The ones you're playing, presumably the ones you're the best at.
Well, I mean, I thought Dan was just a guitarist when I first joined, and I thought, oh, dear, where am I going to fit in?
Right.
But no, he just sort of moved over.
Yeah, he told me, you know, I feel that the bass is my instrument, that suits
okay,
me.
That's all right.
It worked out.
You haven't been wanting to play the guitar for all these years, Dan. You haven't said anything. You're quite happy with the bass.
Sometimes he grabs it from us to play Knights of Cydonia.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
I mean, Tom started learning drums when he joined the band, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was. Okay. He hadn't had lessons for like the first two or three years of us being together. He had not had a single lesson.
Sort of picked it up as he went along.
Yeah. Right. That's commitment, isn't it?
I guess so, yeah.
Would you describe yourself as a good drummer now? Because most people, when you ask them, do you describe yourself as a good guitar player, a good drummer, they say no, not really.
No, I don't.
And they go and play something and you think, wow.
No, I look at other bands and I just can't see myself being as good a drummer as them, but I definitely have progressed over
the
years.
I think out of the four of us, he's progressed by far and away the most.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. So how young were you all when you started learning an instrument to begin with?
I started learning piano when I was around 8 or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I started learning guitar when I was 8.
I started learning when I was about, I think it was like 10, then sort of played it for a couple of years. Put it down, picked up again, and just sort of carried on.
Yeah. Dan?
Piano when I was 5, I think.
5?
Yeah, standard.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay. And was it a music in the family thing that made you all start learning instruments in the first place?
Yeah. For me,
yeah.
It was sort of not expected.
It's not really much music in my immediate family. I've got an auntie who's an opera singer.
Okay.
And my uncle sung on Sting's album.
Wow, really? That's quite a good claim to fame, isn't it? Yeah.
It's not bad.
Okay, interesting. All right, let's get you to doing another track then. What are you going to do next?
We're doing a sort of a down-tempo version of Bombay Bicycle Club, Always Like This.
Okay.
Follow the light that I deem the brightest.